Time once again for our academic all-star interviews, where we highlight the area valedictorians and salutatorians inside the listening area, and talking with the salutatorian of West County High School for this year, and that is Mr. Dylan Toombs. Dylan on the line with us. Dylan, hard work, dedication, and definitely a great accomplishment you have there. So how did it sound when you found out you were one of the top two?
Well, I'd been looking at it for quite a while, and I had a few people that were battling to get up there, but ultimately, I guess I pulled ahead. So it's a pretty great feeling.
So how long were you keeping an eye on it, and when did you feel comfortable that you had it sealed up?
Well, I actually was more comfortable in the earlier years, but towards the end, they started catching up. I was kind of getting a little bit more overwhelmed with all the college classes I was taking, and everybody else was bulking up on classes to try to get those extra points to get ahead of me, but I've made it through it, and it felt good.
It sounds like you're a pretty competitive guy, as long as you had your eye on it. So was this something that you were working at constantly?
Yeah, I was always trying to just take as many classes as I could and try to stay ahead, but I always said that it didn't really matter that much to me, but it means quite a lot.
I know, I imagine now that it's all said and done, it does mean quite a bit, and this is definitely something that looks good for you moving forward, looks great. And what are your plans moving forward after high school?
Well, I'll be attending MAC for a year, maybe two, to finish up an associate's degree for computer science, and then I'm looking to transfer that to a four-year college to get my bachelor's in computer science.
So when it's all said and done, what is it that you want to do? What career field would you like to pursue?
Don't know quite exactly yet, just computer science. Not sure exactly what specific field in that I would like to do, but I think once I get into it, I'll find what suits me.
I think it's safe to say there's a pretty broad spectrum there, and as much as you sound like you enjoy that side of it, I think you'll find something that you can fall into a groove with. And as competitive as you are, it doesn't sound like it'll take too long.
Thank you.
So now that you're getting towards the end of the school year and you look back, I mean, what were some of the things that you can look back and say, I surprised myself in this aspect of high school? What did you think, something that you did better than maybe you expected?
Well, really, once I looked back and just had noticed how many college courses I've actually completed and just seeing how far I am into college already before I've even graduated was really what kind of made me take a step back and was like, wow, I actually did quite a bit. Because when you're in it, it didn't really feel like much. You're in the classroom, you're not going to the college, so you still feel like you're in high school, but I have about 30 hours done. So
when you graduate high school, you're pretty far down the line in college. So now that you've got a head start there, do you plan to try and expedite the college experience as well?
I'm just going to try to get as far as I can, as quick as I can, and do my best and try to stay more on task, because with these college classes, if you get behind, you're behind. It's hard to catch up. So,
and I know you couldn't have
thing to focus on.
I know you couldn't have done all of this on your own. So I know there's got to be a good support system. Maybe somebody a driving force. Who was that really helped you push through and accomplish what you did this year?
Well, some of the harder classes, one teacher in particular that's helped me stay on track is Mrs. Richards. She's really helped me out with looking at college and taking these courses and helping me stay on a schedule to help me get through them. So I'd really like to thank her.
So it sounds like you're more of an individual that has to stay on a routine, on a regimen, and it sounds like she was the structure of that.
Yeah, she definitely helped.
So what did you learn from her that you can take with you onto the college experience that maybe a characteristic that she taught you?
Just to, like I said, make a schedule and then make sure that that's the first thing that you get done in the day. And then the rest, you know, once you have everything out of the way, then you can have a little leisure time. But definitely don't slack off and think, well, I can get that done later. That's okay. I'll have more time, because things can come up and you need to be on a schedule.
Absolutely solid advice, not only for your classmates, but anybody striving to accomplish the things that you did. It's the West County Salutatorian talking with us now, Dylan Toombs. Dylan, is there anything that you would like to mention?
I can't think of anything in the moment.
Fantastic.
Just like I said, just stay on a schedule if you're out there looking to, you know, get further ahead in college before you get out, or if you're already in college.
That's sage advice from a guy that has already accomplished it. Dylan, I appreciate you talking with us, and I wish you the best of luck.
Well, thank you for having me, and thank you again.